o'clock wrong. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock wrong. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your night tracks on and join me up. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes wrong. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Nothing like a rollicking track to get the show started today. That was a brand new recording by Ringo Starr. Rock Around the Clock. Song out of the 1950s and the most iconic song that helped kick off the era of music we know as rock and roll. And the drums, played by easily the most recognized drummer in all of rock and roll, Ringo Starr. And if that's not enough, guess who that was wailing on the guitar? Oh, man, from one of the top five all best American bands, the Eagles. That was lead guitarist Joe Walsh. I've been jamming this track in my car for the last couple weeks and couldn't wait to bring it to the show. And oh, by the way, I'm Bob Taylor, and this is a new edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. Now, Ringo Starr, kind of a mystical figure in the music industry, a member of pop's most seminal bands, the Beatles. Ringo is not really considered a gifted vocalist, but at 80 years old, his voice has actually gotten better with time, and his drumming is as energetic and original as it ever was. He still writes songs, mostly in collaboration with other prominent songwriters, and add to the fact that he is the worldwide ambassador of peace and love, and his current music is as relevant today as his homage to the past is thoughtful, yet contemporary. I'm going to continue with the lead track from this brand new EP called Change the World. It just came out in the last couple weeks. And this is the lead track from that. He co-wrote this song with a guy named Steve Lukather, who was the main songwriter for the band Toto. Now, this song is kind of a plea to finding love and understanding in a world of unneeded hate and distrust. This is Let's Change the World.
Away like the rain washing over you. Let's change the world.
It was just that easy. If you could just get everyone to sing along, the world would change. That's Let's Change the World, Ringo Starr, from a brand new EP. And when I say EP, now that's a record that has four or five songs on it, not a full album's worth. And in true Ringo style, he sells it for half the price that you would pay for a standard a record album with a bunch of songs that you probably won't listen to. And he puts out a record with four songs, and they're all just phenomenal tunes. And it's available today, and the album was called Let's Change the World. So music's going to continue now with the sultry sound of Tony Tennille.
An easy evil, you Sucker for you, baby.
Chicago saxophone legend Steve Cole. From an album he released back in the year 2000 called Between Us, and a dance groove jamming tune, a take on the song that was originally made famous by the group TLC. That was Waterfalls. Before that, it was The Captain and Tennille. The essential side of the duo, from an A&M LP called Come In From the Rain. The track was called Easy Evil. We're going to continue now with music. This is from a gal named Leela Lou.
On the water, fire in the sky. truck, something just outside, making our music there with a few red lights and a few old beds. We make a place to stray. No matter what we get out of this, I know we'll never forget. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Smoke on the water, dim down, down, dim down the eye. And I'm dead, I'm dead to pay.
It's a group called the Cool Train Quartet, and a jazzy, slowed-down version of the Deep Purple hit Smoke on the Water. Before that, we heard a gal named Leela Lou, and another jazzed-up, slowed-down version of the Beatles' classic, Oh Darling. And both of those songs came from a set of records called Ultra Lounge. Well, it's time to wrap up the first half of our show today. I will be back right after these important messages.